Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, well, they can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your host for the next 30 minutes. Now, today we're going to be talking about taxes. No. Don't you dare turn that channel. I know that taxes are something that people do not like to talk about. And I've noticed over the course of time that there seems to be two kinds of approaches when it comes to it. The first, which I'll let you know is very common. This is where people work super hard all year long. They're nose to the grindstone. They're saving. They're putting money away. They're doing what they know to do. And then come April, they give their shoebox to their CPA or to somebody, or maybe they're brave enough, and then they go on to TurboTax. And here's what happens. They wait for someone else to tell them what's going to happen to them. They wait for their CPA to say, oh, you owe money, or TurboTax flashes it up, you owe money, and then it's the mad scramble. They got to get to their financial advisor. They've got to find a way that they can do that IRA so that they can save money. But my question is that really a proactive way to take charge in your life? You know, a lot of times, we will see or hear about these people who have millions, let's just call it billions of dollars. And when we're hearing how much they are paying, or should I say not paying in taxes, it can get frustrating to say, well, wait a minute, look at all the money you have and yet you don't pay taxes. So of course, words like cheaters and that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. But I wonder if all, and let me just say here, there are some that do cheat, but I'm wondering if it's really that these individuals have hired professionals and they've studied the tax law and they're going to take advantage of every part of the tax law that they can. See, that's the second approach for doing taxes. The first is I'm going to wing it. I'm going to be at the mercy of whatever the IRS tells me I got to pay. It's just what I got to do. And then you're going to work hard the next year and then hand that money back over to them. But the second way to do it is to begin to say, wait a minute, maybe I should learn how taxes work. Now, this doesn't mean you need to be a CPA, but you can understand the foundational truths of it and say, okay, what are the things that I can be putting in place so that when it comes time for April, I already know what's happening? You know, a lot of times we'll sit down with our business clients and we encourage them around September, October to be sitting down with their CPA as well as sitting down with us so that we can look at what's going on so that there are not surprises the next year. Wouldn't that be nice if you could do taxes and understand, I think I have an idea of what I'm either going to owe next year or how much I'm going to get back. Now, a lot of times when we're working with our clients, we're like, if they're giving you money back, that means you gave them too much and they made money on your money. So if you can find that sweet spot where maybe it's just a little bit that you pay in, then you can have more control. And isn't that one of the key areas when it comes to finances, being able to be in control of your resources, having a say in what the outcome will be? Well, one of the first things I think that we need to do is I think what we need to look at our income and understand where you are in the whole dynamics of it. Are you in the top 50%, the top 10%? You might say, well, Crystal, what is the deal with that? Why would that even be important to me? Because a lot of times what happens is when people find out bad news that they have to pay their taxes, they complain. And then someone says, oh, I know, me too. I had to pay taxes. And then we kind of feel like we're like everybody else. And so then when guidance comes on out or well-meaning water cool advice comes out, we think, okay, everyone's in the same situation that I'm in, so I'm going to take their financial guidance. But if you take their financial guidance and it's not appropriate for your situation, you could be paying more taxes than you need to. if you can find out, well, what is the guidance I need for my situation? Then you can come up with a game plan to lower your taxes. So I want to walk through and kind of put in perspective, and this is based on the IRS numbers from 2023, to say, where are we when it comes to the income of this country? And one of the things, and I want you to think about this, about your adjusted gross income, if there's two incomes coming into the household, combine them together. And I want you to think, what do you think would be to be in the top 50% of this country? How much money do you need to make? Well, I can tell you the answer. It's $42,184. Let me just say that slow. $42,184 puts you in the top 50% of this country. Now, how many of you out there well surpass that amount? But a lot of times, because we don't have what we feel is enough of the money coming in, we feel like, oh, I'm next to poverty level. And many of you, as we go through these numbers, you may be surprised. I know when I'm talking with my clients, they're usually up around the 5 or 1 percentile. That's huge. So if I look at what is the top 10% of this country, how much would you need to make in adjusted gross income? Well, I can look at that number and it's 152,321, $152,321. If you make that much or more, that means you're in the top 10%. So think about that. With all the advice that's out there, if you're in the top 10%, do you just want to take generic advice that applies to 90% of the people who don't have the resources you have? Or do you want to realize, well, gee, I've got uncommon income. I need to have uncommon advice. Because after we go through just a few more examples, I'm going to talk about the fact of what is it that you're paying in tax if you're at that level. So let me just finish and say the top 5%. To be in the top 5%, and again, this is adjusted gross income. So we've had some, you know, above the line that we were deductions that we were allowed to take, is at $220,521. So think about that for a moment. Add everything up. Are you making more than $220,000, $220,521 to be exact? If you are, if you're making that amount or higher, that means you're in the top 5% in this country. When I look at that, that goes back to what we're saying. You've got to plan accordingly so that April doesn't catch you by surprise. And the last, to be in 1% or above, it's $548,336. That's how much the top 1% and above is making in this country. Now, how does that relate to what we're talking about today, which is taxes? Well, the top 1% and this is in accordance to what I found on the IRS website, so how I'm getting all my numbers here, is they said that the top 1% pays 42.31% of all the taxes in the country. Now, I know you're saying, or you might be thinking, well, good, they're making most of the money. But understand, they have had their CPAs, their financial planners, their team around them lowering that money, getting them every deduction that it was possible before they had to pay that taxes. So they've made a lot more than what we're seeing here on paper. And I say that because I do believe there are ways that you, no matter if it's the 50%, the 60%, wherever you are in that, that you can begin to say, wait, what are the ways I can begin to plan and take control? I think a lot of times we feel helpless when it comes to the IRS. It's this necessary evil that there's nothing we can do. But what if there was? What if by reading and understanding how the IRS tax code works, you were able to save money? That literally when April came, instead of dreading it, instead of going into having to wipe out your savings to get all the taxes paid, you knew exactly what you legally, we're not talking about finding loopholes or gray areas, what you legally could do that could position you in a better way. Now, when it comes to, I'm just going to jump down here, the top 10%. Let's go back there. Remember, if you make more than $152,321, you're in the top 10% of income in this country. Well, if you add everyone from 10% and above, it comes to a total of 73.67% of the taxes are paid by the 10%, the 5%, the 1%. So everyone who makes more than $152,321, if you add up everyone, they're paying that 73%. That's why I think it's so important to sit down and say, well, what should we be doing about tax-deductible IRAs? What should we be doing about HSA accounts? What should we be doing about qualified distribution trusts? What should we be doing about these areas to help make sure that you're being able to keep as much as you make? Well, those are questions that I'm hoping that you'll ponder. And I hope that when you walk away, as we go into a break now, you'll begin to realize that, first of all, you make a lot more than you realize. And to be able to say, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm going to take the second option. And instead of just facing taxes as a necessary evil every year, I'm going to kind of pivot and I'm going to start learning how does it work. And if that's what you're looking for, then when we come back in 60 seconds, we're going to start talking about adjustable gross income. We're going to talk about taxable income. We're going to talk about the new tax laws that may come into effect, because remember, when Trump passed those laws in 2025, they revert back. So if someone doesn't step in and say, no, I think we should keep the tax laws where they are, they shouldn't revert back there, we like what we have, if someone doesn't do that, I want to read to you an article that they're forecasting that there could be up to 4% of your income is just gone just because nobody voted to reinstate it. But we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. Having $1 million sounds exciting, but when your income is dependent upon that million lasting throughout retirement, it can be scary, especially when the stock market's down. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Having consistent cash flow not linked to the market during retirement can help replace the paycheck that used to come weekly. So while it's tempting to want to focus on a large pile of money at your disposal, just remember, cash flow can be your friend. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 today. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and what a pleasure to be with you each and every weekend. I look forward to these times when I can begin to bring financial clarity so you can say, got it, Crystal. I have confidence for every financial decision. You know, before we jump back into what we're talking about today, and today we're talking about taxes and how we can begin to understand them and be prepared so that we can pay less in the future. One of the things I want to encourage you is, if you're a business owner and you're like, Crystal, I've worked hard at my business, I've been building it, but soon, maybe within the next few years, I'm going to want to sell this. What are the things that I need to do? Well, it's funny you should ask, because we are going to be having a webinar on Wednesday, April 24th at 12 o'clock. You can log right in, and we're going to talk about the 5 questions you need to be asking yourself as you're building this business and getting it ready so that it can be passed on. Now, I haven't met many business owners that say, Crystal, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this business. It was my baby. But you know, I really don't care who ends up with it. I really don't care if it survives past me. Most of them say, hey, I really want this to be able to continue to create impact. But I know I just have no more fuel for this. There's nothing I can do. So I would encourage you, if you're interested and you say, listen, I can take my lunch break, I can take 30 minutes and I can jump on a webinar, let's provide some information so you can start thinking about it. The number to call is 518-433-7181, and we'll send you the link so that you can participate in it and learn what those 5 questions you need to be asking yourself before you sell your business so that you're ready when the time comes. So with that being said, I want to jump back into what we're talking about today, and we're talking about taxes, and I want to talk about the fact that there is tax tiers, and a lot of times I don't think people realize that. They look at the taxable income that's going on and they say, okay, here's the amount and they're just going to give me a flat tax on it and this is what I have to pay. No, it doesn't really work that way. There's literally different tiers that we go through that say, well, this amount of tax will be applied in this situation. And in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump online here. And I've got my computer with me for those who are listening to me by radio. And I'm going to put in here an example so that I can talk to you about this so you can hear. And for those of you on YouTube, can see what I'm talking about. So what I did is I put into what is my federal tax liability. And I said, I'm married, filing jointly, and I put in the gross income. That means this is what you got without any deductions, without any itemized deductions. This is what you get. And it's $250,000 is what I used for the example. And it said, okay, we're going to do a standard deduction, which when we look at it, it was $27,700, and we're using this for tax year 2023. And so it said that the taxable income is $222,300. Now you might think, well, okay, now that I've got to pay taxes, now that I've had that deduction, I have to pay one lump sum rate. But that's not true. See, when I go ahead and hit calculate, I'm going to talk you through what happens. In the first $22,000 that you have of that, they're going to tax you at a 10% rate. And then between $22,000 and $89,000, they're going to tax that portion at a 12% rate. Do you see it climbing? And then between between $89,000 and $190,000, they're going to tax at a 22% rate. And in this case, they remember it was $223,000. So they're going to tax the remaining part at 24%. So it's not that they had $222,000 that was going to be taxable and all gets hit with 24%. There's different tiers that we go through. That's why many times when we're working with our clients, when we're doing maybe a Roth conversion, we'll say to them, okay, we need to see where your pay stubs are. Where is the money right now? How much have you made this year? We want to be working with your CPA to make sure what? That we don't bump you into the next tax bracket. What if in this case where you had this couple that was making $250,000, hardworking individuals, they get to the place where they only have a small amount that's being taxed at the 24%. The rest, whew, that's at a lower rate. And then their financial advisor says, hey, we don't know where tax rates are going to be in the future. We don't know what's going to happen once the Trump taxes, everything reverts back. Things could be much higher. Let's convert your IRA to a Roth. Well, when you convert an IRA to your Roth, I want you to think about it because it triggers taxes. Your IRA, you never paid taxes on it. Remember, that's when it was $6,000, then it went to $7,000 that you could put in each year, and you got to write that off on your taxes. You got to say, whew, I get to count this. I don't have to worry about paying taxes on that portion of it. And when you go to take that bucket of money that you have not paid taxes on and you put it into a Roth, as it makes that exchange over, it counts as income to you. So in this case, if this individual who was making $250,000, we converted their $200,000 of an IRA, that's going to change things a lot. In fact, right now, if they didn't do a Roth conversion, it shows that their taxes ended up being around $40,152. But if I counted that they converted their IRA into a Roth, now they're paying $92,800. You can see it right on the screen for those of you who are on YouTube. So we want to be very careful because basically by that move alone, just saying, well, I need to convert my Roth, they maxed out their 24% tier and then they went up to a 32% level. Maybe what would have been wiser is to begin looking at it and find the years where their income isn't as high and do the Roth conversions then. That's why I believe understanding how taxes work, it's so important because you want to be able to say, okay, I know why I'm doing the certain things that I'm doing, and I know what the tax consequences of it are. We have some people where we have it divided over the next 4 years. And so they're going to take a quarter of it each year and do it that way more strategically. If you're looking to do things like this, sit down with your CPA and your financial advisor and say, okay, what is best for me? And that's why I'm going to go back to what I talked about when I said the income that we make, and we hear things floating around out there. And I say, whoa, pump the brakes on it and make sure it applies to you. Because if you're already at a high tax bracket, and then you go and you do a Roth conversion and you move your IRA over to the Roth, it could send you higher and you could be paying taxes unnecessarily. And that's just a sad thing. All right, so let's continue on because I want to talk a little bit. So hopefully that brings some clarity. I want to talk a little bit, just kind of in your mind that you can understand with taxes that we have the gross income, right? That's the amount that comes in. And then we have what's called above the line deductions. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Then you have your adjusted gross income. And then you have below the line deductions. And then you have your taxable income. So anything that we can do above the line, anything that we can do to begin taking deductions, that's what we want to do so that when we finally get to that taxable part, we have that as low as possible. And that's what I believe the wealthy do very well. They have learned what are the deductions that I can take? Where can I position it so that it can benefit me? So let's talk about some of the above the line deductions. How about an HSA? We've talked about this before, right? A self-help savings account. Now, I know as of right now, if you're a family, you can put in $8,300. And if you're making $400,000, that just seems like peanuts. I understand that. But when we begin to look at every component of it, and maybe you're not making $400,000, maybe you're making less, this could be something where you say, I get a triple benefit. Because think of it this way. The way this works is your contributions are tax deductible. And then when the money grows inside the account, it's tax-free. And then when you take it out for qualified medical expenses, it's tax-free. So I got to finally get some money that I didn't have to pay taxes on, and even when it grew. Now you might say, well, Crystal, it's just for medical. You don't need medical expenses. This is a way that you can begin to lower your taxable income by something that most of us all need medical services at some point in our life. How about deductible traditional IRA contributions? Again, another great way where above the line, right, gross, and then we're going to take out the HSA, and then we're going to take out our IRA contributions. And I understand that the upper, higher net worth individuals, a lot of times they're disqualified from being able to put money into an IRA. But many individuals still can do that, where you can put that in and say, okay, I can write that off. When we look at another one, qualified plans. Now, this is one you hear me talk about a lot, and I realize that, how I would rather see money go into a cash value whole life insurance policy. I like the availability to touch it whenever you need it. I like that it grows tax-free. I like that it's attached to a death benefit that's tax-free. But I also realize there are some individuals who are now at a very high part in their career where they are making significant income. And when I look at the charts, they might already be in a 35% tax bracket. So if we can turn around and max out a 401k so that that can be lower, and we can have them take money where the employer is matching it, we can find ways to lower that taxable income. And that's what today's program's about. Now, that doesn't mean I'm telling everyone to go get a 401k. I mean, we want to make sure, has your IRA been maxed out? That gives you control on it. Are you even having good funds within your 401k? Is your employer matching it? A lot that you need to just say, okay, I need to talk to my financial advisor the best way to do this. But again, what is it doing? It's putting you back in control. Instead of waiting for April for someone to tell you or a computer to spit out a number of what you got to do, Why don't you find out in advance and say, okay, these are the steps I'm going to take. So we have the health savings plan. We have traditional deductible IRAs, which right now, if you are under the age of 50 for 2024, you can put $7,000 in it. And if you are 50 and older, then you can put $8,000. And what's nice is by the time this comes out, I still don't think your taxes have been filed. So if you're working very quickly, you might be able to make your contribution for last year, even though we're almost up to that tax line. So these are areas that we can begin looking at. And of course, there's qualified charitable distributions. And I'll probably close on that point as far as above line ways that we can reduce our income. Qualified charitable distributions, so the QCD is what they call them. I want you to think about, I know that it's not until age 73 that we need to take required minimum distributions anymore. But once you're over the age of 70 and a half, you literally can have what the government forces at age 73, that money come to you. But what happens? It comes into your account and then it raises everything up. And yes, while you can take the deduction, it didn't mean that it didn't raise it up that other money got taxed on, right? Because it's cumulative. It raised it to a new level. What the QCD does is it allows you to say, I don't want that to count in my income at all. I want you to give it to the church. So I will sign that piece of paper that allows my money to go straight to the church, so it's not even in my taxes. So the government's happy, you're happy, and it works very smoothly. These are ways when you begin thinking about it that you can say, okay, here's some strategies that I can begin to lower the amount of taxes that I have to pay. Now, when we're looking at this, and I'm just going to go real quickly because I can see that we're running out of time. Understand there's also below lines deductions. Most people right now, in fact, they say 90% of taxpayers end up taking the standard deductions. That's because itemized deductions, the standard deduction has become so high. Just watch though, at the end of 2025, when it reverts back. And I think next week on our program, I'd like to spend some time saying, hey, here's some of the changes that are coming our way. And when we can understand, hey, there's different things we can do to lower our taxes, then we can take a standard deduction and lower our taxes that way. That can help put us in more control when it comes to understanding how to pay taxes. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing it is winding down, but I want to encourage you. You know, a lot of times when we don't understand something, we run from it. We kind of put our head in the sand and we say, this is just a necessary evil I have to deal with. And I don't think that's true. I think that there are ways we can begin to say, am I doing everything possible to make sure I'm paying the least? And I know that there are some people that get upset with the CPA. Well, why didn't they fine me more? It's your money. You have to be the most concerned about it. I tell my clients, I will match your passion. But these are your resources. This is your life. There is a part of accountability that falls on you to say, I need to understand in the country that I'm living in, what do I need to do so I can lower my taxes and bless my family? Well, we are at the end of our time together. I want to encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. You can sign up for our business webinar that we're having on April 24th. But also give us a call. So let's sit down and look at your financial plan. Let's come alongside and help equip you so that, yes, you are paying the least amount of taxes possible and that you are preparing for retirement. And join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.